listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. We're gonna bypass high school basketball. I'm really into this Michigan State thing, and I think there's just a lot of stories that go with it. So we're going to bypass Jeremy Sampson this week, let him hang out with his kids, and we're going to just keep talking Michigan State basketball. If you want to get your opinion in, 393-3700. That's 393-3700, 517 area code if you're outside, if you're streaming online at 1320wils.com. Also, become a fan of the show. Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. I nailed it there, Scott. And then follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. Nailed it twice in a row. You should just pre-record that so I don't have to do it.
You got 98%. It's at WILS Weekend Kick. It's important to Twitter. I know you're brand new to Facebook.
Yeah.
You're new to that internet thing.
Just keep recording it, and then if I get it right one of these times, then you can just play it, and then I don't have to keep saying it because I'll just keep screwing it up. So anyway, honestly, go to the Facebook page. We got a lot of good audio there. Scott did an excellent job going after the game in the locker room, talking to Draymond Green, Kalen Lucas, Tom Izzo. Go ahead. You want to add something?
Yeah, we didn't get to do it before, but being in the locker room, you kind of asked, as we were going to break, kind of how I felt.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the saddest I've seen a team was after they lost, to North Carolina in the championship game.
Yep.
That's seen Darrell Summers basically hiding in his locker, sitting down, just hiding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the edge, just... I've seen them through some bad losses. This one, they had to sit down and answer the questions because that was the interviews for pre-Indiana, too. They didn't get the day to wait. I've got to give Draymond Green credit. He sat down, and Kalen Lucas, and Delvon Rowe. The three of them sat in there after the press conferences were over. They had showered. They could have left. They sat down, they answered all of our questions.
Fire up that quote from Draymond Green again for listeners who are just joining us. I want them to hear his answer to the question of where do you go from here? What is the next step to turn this season around?
I keep going hard each and every day. And tonight, we still missed some good shots. Gotta keep going hard. Can't lose confidence. Once confidence is gone, everything is gone.
And now it's tough to get from that. You can kind of feel what his facial expression is, but if you go on our fan page, I've got the video of that, and
he looks depressed.
I label it. He's the saddest player I've seen.
He looks like somebody just kicked his. It looks like his girlfriend just broke up with him and kicked his puppy while walking out of the house. That's what it looks like. I'm not even kidding. He looks so depressed. His mouth is open the whole time. He's just staring straight ahead. He looks depressed. He looks beaten. And it's like we talked about in the first segment. This team, from Tom Izzo all the way down to the bottom of that roster, looks beaten. They look like they're out of ideas.
Well, and another thing that he said, and Kalen Lucas said the same thing, they're just not used to losing. Look at what Draymond Green did in high school. He won 2 state championships at Saginaw. He's gone to 2 Final Fours in 2 years since being at State. He hasn't been on a bad team. And he said himself, this is a bad team. Because I asked him, they're losing confidence. You can't, and he said, you can't lose and gain confidence. That's not human.
Which is, comes back to our point of leadership a little bit, because you're talking about all these guys that have never lost before. Yet, none of them are coming forward and saying, we got to get ourselves back on the winning path. We got to work hard. We got to do this. We got to do that. Okay, and so that, to me, is a leadership issue. And I'm not trying to rip Draymond Green apart because I think he is a leader by example on the floor. But they need a Travis Walton. They need a Mateen Cleaves. They need somebody that is behind the scenes going to call them out and say, guys, we got to get it together because we are looking like fools on TV. We're looking like frauds in the papers. Nobody thinks we're any good anymore. We've got all the talent that went to the Final Four last year, although my argument is that they got lucky to get to the Final Four, but they got all that talent that went to the Final Four, and they can't get it together. And that, to me, is a leadership issue. Somebody, when they lost to Penn State, should have been all over them, saying, we lose another game like that, and you're not going to want to come to practice.
It's almost like they feel lost. They're not used to losing. They don't know where they are now. They don't know what to do. It's new territory. It's obviously new territory.
And it's new territory to Tom Izzo. You can just look on his face. And, I mean, you've talked to him, obviously, way more than a lot of people have. I have not talked to Tom Izzo. I'm just judging on mannerisms and my usual stereotypical first impressions when I look at people. But he looks beat. He looks like he's out of ideas with this team. Because, you know, years past, midnight practices, punishments, things like that. This year, I don't think he knows how to handle this team because of the confidence issue.
And I know there's been a lot of tough things to deal with during this season, but let's get this straight. This loss, or any of these losses, are not because of what happened with Corey Lucius.
No.
Not because of his one-game suspension earlier. I mean, yeah, there are outside factors, but that is not what's affecting this team. It's
no.
something else. And getting back to where we were 20 minutes ago, about the rebounding, about things like that, those were the supposed quick fixes that were going to happen, that you can change quickly. The free throw shooting has gotten better, but then there's so many other problems, and you fix one, the other falls.
Look, dude, we're into February now, and I know it's January 29th, but we're into February. And the bottom line is Michigan State usually has this kind of stuff narrowed down, and they are usually playing better. Okay, I remember a long time ago, I want to say it was 2003, 2002, something like that. Okay, they had a young team. It was the year they lost to NC State in the NCAA tournament. They were 12-8 that year too, but they had things figured out and they were playing well. This team is 12-8 and they are dropping the way that they are playing. It's a very frustrating situation for all involved, and I'm just telling you, we're just trying to give a realistic perspective to this. I don't think if you are hoping for a Michigan State turnaround, I don't think you should hold your breath. We'll talk to Joe Rexroad of the Atlantic State Journal around 10:30 about this. We'll also be joined by Frank Zombo, Green Bay Packer, and then Greg Jones, Michigan State linebacker, now in the Senior Bowl, trying to up his draft status. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.